Right. I want to greet you all this morning in Jesus' precious name. Thankful to be here with you all again. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father, we come before you and we thank you for your goodness and for your mercy. Lord, we just ask that you would help us, Lord, as we look in your word, that you would fill us with your spirit, that you would give us wisdom. Help us again, Lord, to be faithful to you and bring glory to you and honor. Help us, Lord, to have oil in our lamps, Father. In Jesus' precious name, amen. All right, I want to, let's open our Bibles there to Matthew chapter 25. I want to just kind of go over this again, this verse that was read in the children's class. Just a blessing hearing it this morning and just thinking about these things that Jesus talked about. Verse 1, it says, "Then the kingdom of heaven will be comparable to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were prudent. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them. But the prudent took oil in the flask along with their lamps. Now while the bridegroom was delaying, they all got drowsy and began to sleep. But at midnight there was a shout, 'Behold, the bridegroom come out to meet him.' Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the prudent, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are gone out.' But the prudent answered, 'No, there will not be enough for us and for you too. Go instead to the dealers and buy some for yourselves.' While they were going away to make the purchase, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding feast, and the door was shut. Later, the other virgins also came, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open up for us.' But he answered, 'Truly I say to you, I do not know you. Be on the alert then, for you do not know the day nor the hour.'" Just thinking about this, the kingdom of heaven will be compared to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. And I just thought about that this morning as the boys were giving their things of how they think God would have them to be. And it's just amazing how well that fits with what it means to have oil in your lamp. Here you have 10 virgins. They all knew what they should have been doing. They all heard the bridegroom call. They were all waiting for him to call. And 5 were ready and 5 were not. And I just got to thinking about that, how that relates. There was 5 that probably, or let's say, there was 10. And I'm going to say they probably all knew what they should have been doing. All 10 of them. They all knew what God wanted from them. They all knew that what God expected of them. They all knew that they needed to make changes. They all knew that they should probably be applying things that they were learning right now in their life. 5 of them, I believe, were listening and actually applying or making those applications to the things that they knew they needed to be doing, and they did them. The other 5 knew that they needed to do it someday. You know, the lesson for the boys was what God expects of you, what He wants from you, you know, or what kind of a man does He want you to be. And I appreciated one of the boys that said, well, I don't know for sure what He wants me to be later, but I do know what He wants me to be right now. And that, right there, is the answer that each one of us need to be asking ourselves and applying to ourselves. You know, these were 10 virgins, 10 that were in waiting for the bridegroom to come. It's almost like the church, waiting. You know, we can look out and see other people, how they don't obey God, or they're Muslims, or they're something else, or they're this and that. And we think, well, we're pretty safe right here where we are. But the problem is these 10 virgins were waiting for the Lord. 5 of them just didn't have oil in their lamp. They knew where to get it. They knew who had it. They just didn't have it. And I can just imagine, what if half the church was ready and half the church wasn't? You know, we read a lot of things that Jesus talks about, the parables. Two were sleeping in a bed, and one was taken, one was left. 2 were grinding at the mill, and one was taken, one was left. A division, separation. The 5 who had the oil in their lamp knew what they needed to do. And they did it. They saw the changes. They weren't perfect, but whenever there was something came up and they needed to do, they acted on it. The other 5, they knew it. They just thought, we'll get around to it one of these days. Well, when the bridegroom came, the 5 that were ready went in. And the 5 that were not found the door shut. And there was no way in. Be on the alert then, for you do not know the day or the hour. There was a man in Purdy last week. He got sick. And he died. Young man, probably in his 40s. Talked to a lady this morning and said that, went to his church and said that, well, I don't know how we can have church without him this morning. And I thought, as soon as she said it, that what is church about? And then she said, but I got to thinking, what is church about? But to prepare for that. To be prepared for that day when you die. And the church needs to be prepared for that day when you die. That's what it's about. The goal of the church is not so you can just be a part of a group of people, go sing the songs and quote the verses, say the things. The church is the people that are preparing themselves to go live with their King. Giving their lives, preparing, not to live, but preparing to die. We spend all of our time preparing to live. We kind of do pretty good, try to behave ourselves and try to live within the guidelines. But are we preparing to live to die? Are we preparing to die? Is that what our life is about? Being prepared to die? Or is it just all about preparing to live? You know, if we would spend as much time preparing to die as we spent preparing to live, what kind of people would we be? I'm not talking about just getting more religious and being more strict. I'm talking about just being honest with yourself and just doing what we know we need to be doing. Preparing to die. We know not. Be on the alert then, for you do not know the day or the hour. That day when we meet the Lord, whether it's when He returns to get us all or one at a time, what we've lived for, what we've planned for, is what we will be. Those who had oil in their lamp were living to die. They were living, waiting for the bridegroom to come. The others knew it. They thought about it. They were serious about it. They said they wished they could do something about it. You know, they all wanted to do better. But there was a distinction. Some actually applied it and did it. Now, day by day, and some just thought, oh, one of these days I'll get around to it. Just thinking, talking with people, seeing the older people that I knew all my life just passing away one by one. Remembering about the people who were old when I was young and how they're all gone. Life. They all just, they're not here anymore. So many people that we've known are just not here anymore. And the door is shut. Just the finality, the abruptness of people that were here and now they're not. And we get dull to it. We just bury them and go on like it'll never happen to us. And I think it's a good thing to have in the heart of our mind, or in our very heart and in our minds. It will happen to us. Every one of us. Whether we're ready for it or whether we're not, we're all going down the valley. Going down the valley, one by one. We have the opportunity to be alert, to be awake, to be watching, to be waiting. Or not. To be caught up, tangled up, tied up in our life, preparing for our life, or to be alert, preparing for our death. That is what the church is all about. That's what the church is supposed to be. A group of people preparing to die. Talks about the parable of the talents, the man that went on a journey. And he gave abilities, or talents, responsibilities to some people, and they went out and just took it and increased. Those are the ones with oil in their lamp. The other one knew, the last one, he knew his master was strict and hard and demanding of the responsibilities. But he got scared and just went and hid it. One said, received one talent, came, said, "Master, I knew you were a hard man. Knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you do not sow and gathering and scatter where you scatter no seed. And I was afraid and went away and hid your talent." No oil. He knew what he ought to have been doing, but he just didn't do it. The master answered and said to him, "You wicked, lazy slave, you knew that I reap where I do not sow and gather where I scatter no seed. Then you ought to have put my money in the bank, and on my arrival I would have received my money back with interest. Therefore, take away the talent from him and give to the one who has the 10 talents. For everyone who has, more shall be given, and he shall have an abundance. But from the one who does not have, even what he does have shall be taken away. Throw out the worthless slave into the outer darkness, in that place where he be where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." What did he do? He knew what he should have done, but he didn't. Then it talks about when the Son of Man comes in His glory and all the angels with Him, then He will sit on His glorious throne and all nations will be gathered before Him, and He will separate them from one another as a shepherd separates his goats from his sheep from the goats. These people were prepared. They saw other human beings not as just someone to compete with or someone to be in their way of making a better life. But they saw other human beings as Jesus. Lord, when did we see you? When did we see you? These ones that just did what they were supposed to be doing, they all through their lives saw the same people. The ones that saw him and did what they were supposed to do, then gave and took care of things, they didn't think that they were doing anything great or religious. They were just doing what was right in front of them, taking care of their business. The others didn't. To the untrained eye, the sheep and the goats looked the same. But the Lord knew and knows His own. It's not the most religious one. It's he that has ears to hear and applies what they're supposed to be doing. We can get all religious about it and go out and just start some fund somewhere and just that's what we was talking about with love. We can give our whole give everything away and still not have this love. It's not just going through a dry emotion, a dead route, a dead root, dead routine. It's being attuned to what God wants for us and living out our lives because we love the Lord. Then will he answer them, "Truly I say to you, to the extent that you did not do it to one of these, the least of these, you did not do it to me." He said, "These will go into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life." There's that eternal again. Are we preparing to die? Are we preparing to go to be with the Lord because we love Him? Do we have oil? Or do we just think we need to be getting some oil one of these days? Or do we go get it when we need it? When we see what we're not doing. You know, so often we hear people confess the same thing over and over and over and over again. Do they think they're going to fix it one of these days? If we know what we need to do, just do it. There's a responsibility that we need to take care of. Just do it. Is there somebody depending on us? Waiting on us? Just do it. If we would just do what's right in front of us and take care of the responsibilities, obey the Lord, just do what's needed right in front of us. That's how you keep oil in your lamp. But to put off and wait, "I'll do it one of these days, someday, one day, I hope I'm better, or I wish I'd be better, or I want to be better." That's why we try to train responsibility into our children to act. I hate to have somebody depending on me. If someone just asks something from me, that goes to the top of the list. Because I want to get that out of the way. I want to get what someone else is waiting or depending on me done. We could all be that way with the Lord. May the Lord add His blessings.
God.